You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Jeffrey Huebner, owner of an Oregon drive-thru coffee stand, requires women applying to come to his home, where he pressures them to undress and tries to rape them. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy, Huebner's charges stem from incidents with 8 women. Since the charges have been filed, an additional 14 women have come forward with allegations. The most recent victim, a 19-year-old girl, says Huebner told her she would be required to serve customers, quote, naughty coffees, which involved stripping naked and masturbating for a certain amount of money, then tried to get her to practice on him.
Huebner, 61, now faces 26 sex charges, rape, sex abuse, sodomy, and commercial sex solicitation. Cops take out a Florida home after getting several calls asking for help, but no one answers the door. 2 hours after the first call, a woman runs out of the home through the garage door, tells cops her boyfriend beat her all night with his fists and a mallet that left her bleeding from the forehead.
Cops make contact with boyfriend Sean Raines, who tries to convince them the couple wasn't even arguing and had no idea why she called for help. Officers were not persuaded, as they could see the bloody laceration left by the mallet on the victim's face and fresh bruising on her body.
Sean Raines, who admits the victim has a restraining order against him, now charged with violating that restraining order, ag battery with a deadly weapon, and false imprisonment. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A person has been taken into custody in connection with the shootings of 2 Jewish men outside synagogues in Los Angeles, incidents that investigators believe were hate crimes. The violence set off fear among the city's Jewish community as police increased patrols around houses of worship and officials decried the attack. According to the Anti-Defamation League Southern California branch, the 2 separate shootings occurred after the men left synagogues in the city's Pico Robertson neighborhood. Both men survived. Police say the person was tracked and taken into custody Thursday in Riverside County, Los Angeles. Detectives seized a rifle and a handgun. The shootings happened in the morning on Wednesday and Thursday. Detectives said they were likely perpetrated by the same man, though it was not immediately clear whether he was the person who was taken into custody on Thursday. A farm worker charged with killing 7 people last month in back-to-back shootings at 2 Northern California mushroom farms has pleaded not guilty. From Crime Online, here's Sydney Sumner.
66-year-old Chun-Li Zhao is charged with 7 counts of murder and 1 count of attempted murder. Prosecutors say that on January 23rd, he opened fire at the Half Moon Bay mushroom farm where he worked, killing 4 co-workers and wounding another one. They said he then drove to a mushroom farm he was fired from in 2015 and shot to death 3 former co-workers. Zhao admitted to the shootings during a jailhouse media interview days after the shooting. Zhao told KNBC-TV he was bullied and worked long hours on the farms and that his complaints were ignored. Dressed in a red jail uniform on Thursday, Zhao appeared behind a glass partition in the courtroom with his head bowed and spoke only when a Mandarin translator relayed questions from the judge.
At a hearing last week, Zhao sobbed so loudly that the judge called for a brief recess. A white Louisiana police officer has been arrested for fatally shooting an unarmed black man who was trying to flee police responding to a domestic disturbance call earlier this month. After reviewing evidence and footage from officers' body-worn cameras, state troopers charged Shreveport police officer Alexander Tyler with negligent homicide and the death of 43-year-old Alonzo Bagley. Louisiana State Police on Thursday released body camera footage of the fatal encounter as well as audio from the 911 recording reporting the initial disturbance. Officers responded to the disturbance around 10:50 p.m. on February 3rd in Shreveport, a city in northwest Louisiana. In the 911 call, a person who identified herself as Bagley's wife said her husband was, quote, loaded on something and threatening her and her daughter. The death of a man who was handcuffed after a mental health team was called and found him walking out into traffic last year has been ruled a homicide. This according to an autopsy report released by lawyers for his family. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
According to the report, 63-year-old Kevin Dismang died on November 22nd as a result of cardiac arrest that occurred while he was being restrained and while he was acutely intoxicated by methamphetamine and suffering from health problems such as obesity and asthma. The report, dated January 6th and signed by five doctors, concluded that the manner of Dismang's death in Colorado Springs was determined to be a homicide because of, quote, the contribution of physical restraint to the cause of death.
The Colorado Springs Police Department said the case was investigated and turned over to the 4th Judicial District Attorney's Office for review. A spokesperson for the district attorney's office said the district attorney found the actions of the officer and the paramedic were justified and no criminal charges would be filed.
Lucas Satin tells a neighbor walking his dog down the sidewalk to, quote, get the animal off my property as he pulls out of his driveway. The neighbor responds, I clean up after him, you know, and Satin lunges his car at the neighbor several times, nearly hitting him. Another neighbor's Ring doorbell catches the incident. Satin now charged with ag assault with a deadly weapon. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.